Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you 100-to-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish in the top 10. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. That simple. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer you choose finishes in the top 10 of this weekend's tournament. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, let's announce our winner. And in a totally unbiased decision, it'll be Dan from Berwick, who's the winner. Dan, I'll be getting in touch with you. And you win the tailgateclub.com barbecue sauce package. All right, Greg, I mentioned it at the end of quarter three when we had our question from Rob in Georgia about Mike Yurcich, his offense. Would it be hurry up? And I actually, right, I wanted to get a little bit more in depth about Mike Yurcich. We're probably hearing most about the up-tempo. So let's start with that and what that means for Penn State. It's not just about going fast, is it?
No, I mean, I think obviously when you talk about tempo, that's always the first thing people say is that, oh, it means must mean we're, you know, you think back to the Bill O'Brien NASCAR kind of stuff, right? And you assume that it's just go, 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 go. But, you know, there's obviously some method to the madness or some rhyme to the reason. And when it comes down to Mike Yurcich's offense, what we've seen from him in the past is that they like to get a bulk bunch of play calls in, and if they pick up a first down or 8 yards or 9 yards or whatever, they're going to get right to the line, snap the ball, get the first down, and keep going. So, you know, again, it was interesting to me when James Franklin said not too long ago that, you know, he's interviewed people before and they've said they were tempo kind of people, and then they weren't. And, you know, a lot of people assumed, including me at first, that he was talking about Kirk Soraka, but I actually think he was talking about Joe Moorhead, because with Joe Moorhead, we heard that, you know, they want to play fast, and they're going to get up and play with tempo and all this other stuff. And then they get up to the line of scrimmage, and it's like, whoop, slam the brakes. We're going to, you know, we're not going to, you know, get up there and run to play immediately. We're going to look to the sideline, check things out, and, you know, go from there. So that is, you know, that is the challenge of, are you tempo or are you not? It's, are you actually going to get up the line and run a play, or are you going to stand there and look at the defense and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, to me, that's going to be the biggest thing fans notice, I think, about this new offense. Obviously, there'll be plenty of things that look different than what we've seen at Penn State before, but the speed with which they play is certainly going to be at the top of the list.
The other part to going up-tempo, going fast, is to understand the rules, which are, if you as an offense go fast, get to the line of scrimmage to run a play, and if you don't substitute on offense, defense can't substitute either.
Yeah, and people forget about that. So, and that's what the killer is, you know, and that's what we've seen with the tempo before with Penn State, is that, you know, you will, you know, call a play and you will try and get, you know, get that tempo going, and then you switch receivers or you switch running backs or whatever, and you'll see the umpire go stand between center and the quarterback and say, you know what, no, you're not snapping the ball yet, because you just took a guy off the field, which means they get to take a guy off the field. So that's the other thing. Yeah, it wears defenses down big time in a huge way. I mean, there's no doubt that when you force teams to either substitute on the fly, and, you know, remember, if you can snap the ball while they're substituting and they have more than 11 guys on the field, then you get a penalty, so it works that way too. You put them in a lot of conflict, and that's obviously something that – you know, defensive coordinators have been trying to combat for the last couple of years. And for Penn State, they've never really, you know, they've never really put themselves in a situation to, you know, be able to play with that kind of fast tempo that they want. So to me, that's going to be one of the most interesting things to watch is what kind of conflict can they put defenses in.
The other thing that James Franklin has talked about is big plays, splash plays. And last year, that kind of went away from the offense. You earlier mentioned Joe Moorhead. One thing you knew, and all you have to do is go back, watch some replays of that Penn State-Wisconsin Big Ten championship game. Penn State went down the field with their passing game. We'll see that again with Mike Yurcich, won't we?
Yeah, I mean, he loves to stretch the field, Jim. That is one thing that he really is able to do is to send his receivers deep. And it's not just one guy. It can you know, they'll do it all kinds of different ways. And it is going to be fun to watch because, you know, again, he is really good with mixing and matching and putting different guys in different situations to succeed. So, you know, you might see a guy, let's say Jahan Dotson, run deep one time, and then you might see him go across the middle the next play. I mean, there's going to be variety to this. There's no doubt that there's going to be variety to this. So, you know, that is one thing that I think people have caught on to, though. You're right. The two things that I think people have sort of noticed are that he likes to stretch the field and that he likes to, you know, he likes to stretch the field and he likes to go quick. And they're going to run lots of plays and they're going to be exotic and be different and all that. And so, you know, I think it's important to remember that they are going to, you know, they're going to look different than on offense than they have in the past. You know, there are going to be times when, you know, they slow things down a little bit or when they, you know, don't go vertical for a drive. But for the most part, that is their plan. Absolutely.
And when you talk about stretching the defense and we think about it vertically, I watched some tapes on Mike Yurcich's offense at Oklahoma State and Texas, and even prior to that, it was at Shippensburg he was at. It's also stretched horizontal. The wide receiver splits were very wide, like beyond the numbers left and right. So it's also stretching horizontally, not just vertically, right?
Correct. Yep, you know it. So, I mean, yeah, and that's the other thing that is going to be interesting to watch is, you know, how do they line these guys up? How do they line the receivers up? And then what do they do with the offensive linemen? You know, that's another thing I'm going to be interested in, too, is that this idea that, you know, Mike Yurcich is going to come in and have some different ideas for everyone, including the offensive line. So what is Phil Troutman going to teach these guys? And how does that mesh with what he did at Florida under Urban Meyer? You know, I think there's going to be some similarities there. So, yeah, all told, I think it would be very disappointing if, you know, if Penn State does not look better and perform better on offense this year, Jim, because they seem to have all the pieces in place to do it. And obviously it starts with Yurcich.
And you mentioned the offensive line, and a staple of Penn State offense for years now has been the RPO. And essentially what Penn State was doing was considered an inside zone read. Mike Yurcich has a wide zone read. Can you tell us the difference between the two? And are we pretty confident that the wide zone read is what we're going to see from this Mike Yurcich offense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is a guy who's not going to – and Kirk Schrock, remember, liked the inside zone run. So he was big into that, where it's going to be the opposite now. So they're going to try and get outside to the tackles. They're going to try and get outside to the numbers. And they're going to try and stretch the field. And that's what they're going to do. That's who they want to be. That's who they are. So to me, I think you have to get ready for that. Just this idea that they are going to stretch the field whenever they can. And it's going to be not just vertically. It's going to be horizontally as well. And so keep that in mind, Jim, because that is exactly the kind of offense they want to, you know, they want to run. And, you know, again, it is going to be a little bit different than what we've seen before under, you know, all these different coaches that come before Mike Yurcich. You know, it's going to be a little bit different than what Ricky Ronnie wanted. It's going to be a little bit different than what Joe Moorhead wanted. But yeah, they're not going to play the inside zone, run up the middle and try and trap guys and everything like that. They're going to try and get outside and say, we have team speed, we have fast running backs, we're going to try and do it this way. And if they're able to do that, Jim, they're going to be really successful.
And it would seem a guy like Devin Ford, I've always been a critic that they don't get outside the tackles, and Devin Ford would be hurt with that by that. I thought Ricky Slade was hurt by that previously, so this might be helpful for his game.
Yes, correct. I agree with you 100% on that. I just think that there's no doubt that he is a guy who is going to be able to do things again a little bit differently than what we've seen before. And, you know, again, that's going to, I think, make a difference for some of these Penn State guys who were recruited in maybe one offense or another offense or whatever. I do think the skills that they have, Jim, are going to make, you know, the guys they recruited are really going to make a difference here.
And here's the other thing, and you could probably tell that I watched some tape, Greg, so I'm going to show what I know. In this wide zone, it doesn't mean that everything on that play will be outside the tackle. It's
right.
You're attacking, say, the outside shoulder of the offensive tackle. That's where you're headed. But depending what the defense does, the running back could still plant and cut inside his tackle, depending on what the defense does. The difference is he's reading some outside people as opposed to going right up the middle. The
correct.
Other interesting thing, again, with the tape that I watched, was the use of the H-back. It's not quite a fullback, but they would put the tight ends in the backfield, and often they would be a lead blocker.
Yes, correct. So, I mean, it's the old fullback mentioned, right? So we talked in a joking sense quite a bit on here about the idea of using a fullback and things like that. But, I mean, that's exactly what I think you might see with Theo Johnson and with, you know, some of these other guys, Tyler Warren, and then Brenton Strange as well. You know, I think you're going to see those guys in that role, frankly. So it should be, you know, it should be pretty interesting to see how they do that.
Towards that end, too, Greg, I think those tight ends showed last year that they were very both capable and willing blockers.
Yes, they were. I mean, they put their hat on the other guys, so to speak. I mean, they were not afraid to go out there and get dirty and get things done and move a guy around and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the more impressive things I saw last year once Pat Freiermuth got hurt, is just how willing and able those guys were as blockers.
That is, it's so important. And it also the part of explosive plays don't always have to come from the passing game. It could come for the running game. And oftentimes that big hole that's created to give the running back the opportunity to get to the second level is created by that H-back in the backfield who makes that key block for the running back. Greg, that is going to have to be it for this edition of our show. Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.